there is a special event this Monday at the Columbia Cemetery. Boone County Historical Society Executive Director Chris Campbell has the details.
A relatively new nonprofit, I believe they formed last year, made up of members of the board of the Columbia Cemetery and others. The nonprofit's called the Friends of the Columbia Cemetery. Came to me December last year, specifically Jeannie Rogers and Cindy Mustard, with this idea. And they asked me if I would be interested in working with them, and specifically, would I write monologues, and would I cast actors, and would I direct these actors in their performances? And it was something I've always wanted to do. And I said, sure, that sounds like a lot of fun. The overall purpose of the event, it's twofold. One, it's to bring more attention to Columbians about this phenomenal historic jewel here in our town. The Columbia Cemetery is unique, and it's the oldest continually operating business in the city of Columbia, and cemeteries are a business. And it's also on the National Historic Register, and so that makes it special and unique. Many of this town's and this county's founders are buried there, and a lot of us pass it every day sometimes, or at least often, because it's right off Broadway. And not very many people know about it. So one purpose is to bring a lot more attention to this great asset we have. But the second purpose also is to raise money. And that's the purpose of the nonprofit, to raise money to do things that the cemetery is unable to do for itself. And a lot of that has to do with improvements, capital improvements, cleaning, regular decor and decoration during holidays. They really want to find funds for that. And while this event on next Monday on Memorial Day is free, they are looking forward to, accepting donations.
The historic Columbia Cemetery that Chris just described is the cemetery that's generally bounded by the streets known as Broadway, Providence, Stuart Road, and Garth.
Right. It's set back from Providence. You know, it's behind the Office Depot and the Lucky's store, but you're exactly right. And sometimes people miss it because it's set about 30 yards off of Broadway. I had someone ask me the other day, they said, where is it on Broadway? I keep looking for it and I can't find it. And I said, well, you're probably looking for something that's right on the sidewalk, but it's set back a little ways. It's opposite the REMAX real estate firm near Broadway and Garth. They approached me for two reasons. One, obviously, the work I do at the Historical Society gives me access to these biographies and the opportunity to research them. It's a natural tie-in. But the second part of it is that I have a theater background and another life and another career. I've been an actor, I've been a director, and Cindy and Jeannie knew that. And they thought it would be a great fit for that reason. And, you know, I was excited because it is an opportunity to exercise an old skill set that I haven't used in 7 or 8 years. And you asked about writing the monologues. After I signed on, as a co-conspirator, I realized that this would be greatly benefited by bringing on other people, because there are theater professionals here in town that have done dramaturge before. And dramaturge, of course, for those that aren't familiar with the word, it's that is the art and the act of writing theatrical material, writing plays, in this case, writing monologues. And I'm not a playwright, and I knew I was going to have fun writing some monologues from my actor's perspective, but I reached out to J.J. Musgrove and his wife, Kate Musgrove, and also Clyde Ruffin. All three of those are longtime theater professionals. For those that know our First Ward City Councilman and also the pastor of the Second Baptist Church, Clyde was for almost 30 years a theater professor at MU. So he's also the president of the Blind Boone Foundation, and Boone was one of the characters we wanted to portray. And JJ and Kate are longtime theater professionals. JJ, of course, was just named a deputy city manager. His wife, Kate, is a retired theater professor. So they wrote three of the nine, And that's all that they were comfortable tackling, which was fantastic. And I wrote the other six and had a lot of fun doing it.
And those nine monologues that Chris Campbell and his allies have written, they'll be portrayed by local actors. One of them is sitting to your right. We met Sarah Jost earlier. Do you have a theatrical background?
Yes, I have been involved in Columbia Community Theater since 2012. Before that, I really loved it in high school, and it's just been something that I've really enjoyed doing. So being able to be a part of this opportunity to portray someone who was actually a real person versus just like a fictional character is really unique.
And the famous Columbian to whom you have been assigned is Jane Froman, who is buried in the historic Columbia Cemetery, and you will be reenacting her next Monday, May 29th. What did you know about Jane Froman before Chris called you and invited you?
I did not know anything about Jane Froman. So this has definitely been like a learning experience as well, which has been really neat. After I heard about the audition and went and then accepted the role, I definitely did a little more research so I could know kind of who she was as a person. And it'll be a cool opportunity.
Will you be portraying Jane Froman at the age you are now, or are you going to pick a different age in her life?
Her accident, which was a plane crash that she survived, will be like addressed. Like the monologues kind of cover this, the span of their lives. But all the characters are kind of chosen in, like, more or less the peak of their careers. So playing her, she'll be about the same age I am now.
That was Sarah Jost. She works at Veterans United Home Loans by day and is an actor by night. Next Monday, Jost will reenact the late Columbia singer and actress Jane Froman at a Memorial Day event at the historic Columbia Cemetery. Boone County Historical Society Executive Director Chris Campbell wrote monologues for Jost and the eight other actors who will be taking part in next Monday's event. Campbell has the schedule for the event coming up next. This is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
Well, at 1 o'clock, a brief program will begin that's appropriate for Memorial Day. We'll have the national anthem sung by a young woman here in town. Richard Mendenhall of Remax Realty will provide remarks. There'll be a moment to recognize all the service people that have served the country on this special day. And then at 1:30, these monologues will begin, and every character will do their monologue four times, and those will be spread out between 1:30 and 4. And there's a schedule that will be printed so that when you pick up the brochure and the schedule at the front of the cemetery, you can plan your walk through the cemetery, because all the actors will be doing this next to the actual gravesite of the person they're portraying. They're portraying themselves at the peak of their,
it's
not necessarily
Jane
fame, but
and the
when
USA
they're known
canteen
for doing something, you know, rather spectacular. For instance, Jane was named the best female singer in America by radio listeners in 1934. So that was about the age we chose for her. I cast a 22-year-old actor to play Jane Sidney Rollins, who founded the University of Missouri. I cast him to play him at age 27, because astonishingly, and I didn't know this, James Rollins founded the University of Missouri when he was only 27 years old. But just like Sarah said, they have this omniscient point of view. They know what they did for their whole lives, and they have this ability to look back and talk about everything.
Sarah, what did you learn about Jane Froman in the course of researching her life?
I think the most fun I had in researching her life was getting on YouTube and finding her songs, like listening to her voice. Like, because she's this, like, obviously lovely, lovely woman. And you see so many pictures of her, and she looks so glamorous, and she sang so much. She mentions that she did shows with Frank Sinatra, which is incredible. But actually, like, listening to her songs, and she has this kind of deep voice, which you wouldn't expect looking at her.
Get ready for the judgment day.
but this like really soothing tone. And as a singer, it's just neat to research other singers and see how they performed. She had her own television show, the first woman to have her own television show, which she was very, very proud of because it kind of opened the door later on for other women to have TV shows. So that was neat as well to see her, the way she acted and her physicalities and stuff like that. I like that part of researching people.
That was Sarah Jost. She researched the life of the late Columbia singer, Jane Froman. Jost will be reenacting Froman this next Monday at a Memorial Day special event at the Columbia Cemetery. There'll be 8 other actors taking part in the event, which runs between 1 and 4 p.m. I asked Chris Campbell from the Boone County Historical Society how he found his actors for the event.
We did hold auditions, not only because that's fair and democratic, but I wanted to find new talent I didn't know. And we ended up casting all 9 portrayals are going to be done by people with acting experience. There's no one that doesn't have any acting experience. But what's interesting is we've got 2 actors who I know very well because I went to high school with them a gazillion years ago. We were in the same graduating class at Rockbridge, and I'm speaking of Lauren Jackman, who's a bailiff in our county court system, and Judge Kevin Crane, former prosecutor, circuit court judge. All 3 of us were in the 1980 graduating class from Rockbridge, and this is what I know about those 2, even though they didn't make a career of it. Both are fine actors, because I saw it back then. And so Jackman, Lauren will play at Boone, and Kevin is going to play George Clinton Swallow. Nolly Moore, very fine actor with credits that include the Arrow Rock Lyceum, and he's the chair at Columbia College, chair of music. He will be playing Walter Williams, founder of the world's first school of journalism. Wallace Lilly is being played by a really terrific young man who's a junior at Hickman High School, young man and actor named Tay Nickerson. John Lathrop's being played by artistic director of Talking Horse Productions. That's Ed Hansen. So 9 great actors, a lot of them community figures that are well known, and I think they're all going to be terrific.
That was Chris Campbell. He is the executive director of the Boone County Historical Society. My thanks to him and local actor Sarah Jost for dropping by the KBIA studios they were in earlier this week to preview their event happening next Monday at the Columbia Cemetery. If you plan to attend the Memorial Day event, or if you plan to put flowers on a loved one's grave next Monday, know that the cemetery is closed to cars between 1 and 4 p.m. for the event. Parking is available at the RE/MAX Realty Office across Broadway from the cemetery and at the Columbia Public Library, which is closed on Monday for Memorial Day.